Good morning. Did you smell? So you may not have noticed, but when the kids were coming up, I put a little cross on their foreheads, and they're smelling the oil right now. This is oil. It's not actually liquid oil, but it's in a little bit more solid form, so that it's easier to do anointing. When else, and it smells good, right? When else have you had a little cross put on your forehead with oil? Do you remember? When you're baptized. Now, how many of us, if we've been baptized already, how many of us remember our baptism? You remember your baptism? How old were you? What? You don't know, but you remember? How old were you? Do you remember your baptism?
5.
You were 5, so I bet you remember, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're lucky, because you know what? I don't. I don't remember my baptism, and I think that's pretty typical for us in our tradition, that a lot of us were babies, and we don't remember our baptism. Ben is awaiting his baptism. Baptism is something that happens oftentimes with children, young babies, but not always. And we're given oil on our foreheads, and it's a cross. It's in the shape of a cross, like the one I gave you this morning. Is the oil, those of you who have been baptized, is the oil from that anointing, that blessing, that cross still on your foreheads, or has it been washed away?
Washed away.
You've washed your face since your baptism when you were a baby, right? Yeah, I hope so. So we've washed it away, but that invisible cross is still there. And every once in a while in our church, we have a little remembrance of our baptism, like an oil given on our foreheads as anointing. We also, on Ash Wednesday, do you remember getting ashes on your forehead on Ash Wednesday? Yeah, that's black ashes. And that's in the shape of a cross, too, as a remembrance of our baptism. When we are given this anointing in our baptism, you know what the promise is? That God will be with us always. No matter what, God is present with you. Even when the original oil washes off our forehead, God is still there with that invisible cross, is that symbol of God being with us. Now, you said it smelled pretty. Do you have any idea what the smell is?
No.
Wax. Wax, no.
Baby oil.
Baby oil, nope, not quite. Do you smell that?
Popcorn?
I don't think
so. Smells like baby powder.
Baby? No, you know. Well, maybe a little bit if it. Maybe. What are the three things that are brought to Jesus when he is a baby boy by the wise men? Myrrh,
gold,
and frankincense. You guys are so smart, as they say in Massachusetts. You're so smart. Yeah. Myrrh. This is myrrh.
Really?
Yeah. And you know when myrrh is used?
When people are dead.
Exactly. Also, so smart. She's so good. She said myrrh is used at the time of death so that it doesn't stink. That's right. Myrrh is used to anoint bodies after death so that the stench of death doesn't overcome. So my friends, the myrrh in this oil, that is a reminder that even at the time of our death, that God is with us at birth, throughout our lives, and at death. So my friends, may you always remember that God is with you, even in the difficult and most darkest of times. God is with you. Let's pray. Gracious Lord God, we give you thanks for the gift of your presence among us always. We thank you for the gift of baptism and blessing and anointing, that your promise may abound with us, even in the most difficult moments. We praise you and give you thanks, and all of God's children said, Amen.